we're going to go to the phone lines and check in with Saints legend, one of my all-time favorite teammates. I called him PP. He didn't like that. Pierre Thomas.
I call him the Frenchman.
The Frenchman. Gumby.
Man, you guys are my favorite. What you talking about, man? I love both of y'all.
How you doing, Pierre?
And y'all legends too, man. Zach, don't count yourself out, nope. Man. We all part of the family, bro.
Listen, they're going to rename this show next year Washed Up. It's going to be Washed Up with Zach and Deuce.
I like that. I like that.
Pierre, man, no. Listen, we're getting all these people calling in, and some of these questions that are on here I think would be great coming from somebody else. They have to listen to us drone on every week. So one of the questions here, and I think it's a great question for a former player, is, you know, what is Coach Payton like? We're going into the playoffs here, and 2009 was such a special year. And do you remember what Coach Payton was like? How was the locker room, the environment different in 2009 heading into the playoffs?
Oh, man. Everything was a little bit more exciting, but more – he was more determined to get things done the right way. He wanted to make sure things were perfect, things was right. I say Coach Payton was on track with everything. He was always organized, very well organized, making sure everybody knew what was going on, what the game plan was. But sometimes, you know, he gets a little overexcited about doing all that. He goes over the top. He always comes up with some of the funniest schemes. And some of the, you know, the motivation speaking that he does, and some of the elements that he gives us to get rowdy before the game. Just like I just heard just a second ago, he brought in a wad of money, and I think a wheelbarrow of money and the trophy. That's his classic Sean right there. You know, he's always thinking outside of the box, and that's what makes him a great coach. He's always thinking outside of the box, and I told him this personally. I said, look, man, you always you find ways to motivate us, you know, throughout different aspects in the world and not just through football. And the things that you bring in really opens up our minds and let us be, you know, creative out there as we go out there to play too. And you bring that atmosphere where we want to learn and we want to do better, and you motivate us to do that. So Sean is, sometimes he's all over the place, but he's more mainly focused and want to make sure the details are there right in front of everybody so everything is easy and simple for us. So when we go out to play the game, we know what we're doing.
Pierre, when you play a team, you know, and I know this is the second time, not like a divisional opponent where you know you're going to play a team twice. Tell us how hard it is, or when you talk about preparation-wise, playing an opponent for the second time in a year.
It's very tough. I mean, the very first time you play, you think you got a grasp of what the team is going to do, and sometimes – it's like when you – it comes out the same way you practice it, you know. When we think about the game plan or how they're going to respond to certain things and within their first time, sometimes it goes that way and sometimes it doesn't. But at least you get a feel for it. And especially if you got the upper hand against that team, you win. Now you got to think for the second time around as well. They know what we threw at them the first time. We can't do the same thing. We have to adjust. We have to look at what they did differently, and they're going to do the same thing. They're going to adjust. So it's going to be a little shaky. It's going to be different, and you must believe that they're going to bring their A game. So you play them a second time, they're definitely going to come a lot harder and a lot stronger than they did the first time. And you're not going to be really sure what to expect, but you have to look at the details of how they performed after you played them that first time. You have to see which direction they went in and how and what opponents that you played in after that game with them, what the opponents did to you, probably just slow down your game or, you know, slow your guys down of, you know, probably possibly just or from a loss. So that's what these teams are looking for. They're looking at, okay, what did this team do to beat them so we can do the same thing and change it up? So you have to look at every aspect. And I think Sean is doing that right now, looking at every aspect of every team or every and they got a few losses. So they got to look at a few games of what they can do better and what mistakes they made. So if these teams do try to come, they are ready for that.
Pierre Thomas, former Saints great on the line with us right now. Pierre, they announced today that Reggie Bush is going to do the Hudat chant again this year. He did it last year in the divisional round. He's going to do it with Jonathan Vilma this year, who failed miserably at it a couple of weeks ago. Hope he can't do any worse, so we hope he does better.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. So, Pierre, are you upset? Are you like, well, wait a second, when does my Hudat chant come? Or you want in? You want to come and butt Reggie out?
I mean, we're all family, so I'm happy that Reggie's doing it, you know what I mean? But honestly, to tell you the truth, Zach, yes, I have been waiting for that opportunity.
I was about to say, come on now. I mean,
I'm not butthurt from it, but, I mean, I have been waiting for my opportunity. You know, I'm going to sit here and patiently twiddle my thumbs and still wait. Maybe my name will get drawn out of the box, but I see it hasn't. It hasn't. Reggie got pulled up twice, lucky guy, but I still love him.
Hey,
but, Pierre,
don't forget, there's still a game left in the Superdome after this week, so I'll go put in a good one. We're saving the big guns.
I might get that chance. Thank you. I really appreciate that, Zach.
That's right.
But no, I mean, I do feel a little butthurt that I didn't get picked, but they picked a good guy to start the chant off, too. So I'm happy Reggie gets to do it again. And like I said, we all part of the family. You know, I shared the backfield with that guy, so I love him just like I love you guys too, man.
Well, Pierre, I'll tell you what. First of all, thanks so much for being with us, man. It's always great catching up with you. And second of all, we'll start that campaign going here. We're going to get Pierre out there to do a Hudat chant at some point. We're going to get you back. Saints great. Pierre Thomas, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, take care, Pierre.